Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Hola. Good day. Oh, you've turned into Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And I love giving a voice to my passion. Now, the show is live, but it will be archived. So let me give you the website, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on November 22nd, and the topic today is Thanksgiving Day. And I need to ask you, what are you grateful for? So think about it. And I will open the lines if you want to share with me what you are grateful for. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And again, I'm inviting you to share with me in the world what you are thankful for. Now be sure and log on simplyageless.net and click on all of the Z buttons, and be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Ah, wait till you hear Roger Plummer's voice. And then KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Two websites. I am so thankful, and I'm in gratitude for Thanksgiving Day. But then I need to ask you this. Yeah, Meslim, that means I'm thinking, why do we set aside just one day to be in gratitude? Gratitude is more than a feeling of thankfulness for receiving a gift. It's a way of being. What are you grateful for? Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? The world is waiting for you. You don't have to be a professional. You could be a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home dad, a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, a business owner. Now I need to ask you, does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Now just sit quietly and listen to what I have to say. Imagine your very own half-hour radio show where you are the star, sharing your story with the world, your way, you own it. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. It's taking an ad on worldwide radio. It's exploding. Now, you need to get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net, and Mitch Modavani will talk. What is that fire in the belly desire that you have that you want to share with the world? I work with you on content, and I become your outside advocate. Yes, there is a modest fee. And once your show is on the air live, it's archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. Give a voice to your passion. In minutes, your show, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. How sweet is that? I look forward to choreographing your story with you. Did you know that Thanksgiving Day is a legal holiday? And it's always the fourth Thursday in November. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful for my sponsors. Yes, the show is sponsored. The Consortium, Live with Kathy. You have many options here. You could take a half-hour live show, an hour show, or you could take a 30 or a 60-second commercial, but there's a 13-week commitment with the 30 and the 60-cent commercial. What am I grateful for? Ah, feel the energy. The brotherhood and sisterhood of iron workers impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. They love giving a voice to their passion. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world, manly men. Can't you just feel the energy? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada. Oh, they're the Domperion of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, oh, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. And remember, the CD is out. Iron workers, what a noble profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man, and I pay homage to the strength of the iron worker and the athleticism in the Tchaikovsky Swan Lake to the Male Dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. Available by getting in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Oh, I've been with them for over 40 years. We've lasted longer than most marriages. Life Extension makes the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. And they're introducing Ageless Cell. Turns back the clock on a cellular level. Log on lifeextension.com or email general questions at lifeextension.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Bon Vivant of Iron Age. Oh, he creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs in wire, art, sculpture, and leatherworks, hand-built. Gift-giving time. Do you want to know more about the Bon Vivant? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Looks Do Matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. I want more and more of all of you, more people to know that even though we're living longer, we're not necessarily living better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. Why do I want to share my all-natural methods and techniques with all of you? They're easy to learn, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. 30, 40 decades in research and development. Imagine a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. By the way, Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And I don't mind. I'm sharing why the perception of aging can be redefined. My mission and passion. Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome after 60 and beyond? It's a call to action. The new paradigm, aging, redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year young is now the new face of the 40, 50. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam. Oh, she's an author extraordinaire. And I don't think she would mind me sharing with you that she is a survivor of thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. She has so much to be grateful for. And when I talk with her, she said, Kathy, I am grateful 24/7. Her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Life and Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. And she's going to help you learn how to delete TNT, toxic negative thinking. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Home-Based Businesses. Did you know that they're absolutely exploding? And you don't have to invest huge capital. But, darlings, you need the formula. It's a wonderful way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? But, darlings, you must have the formula. And it's a great way to introduce your family, your young children, to the joy of money, the power of money. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching listeners in any country in the world. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And did you know that all of the shows are originals? I checked back. I keep a copy of all of my shows. Oh, I think I'm close to 1,400. Now, I may have alluded to other shows, but every show is an original. And I am so grateful to my higher power that I have the ability to sit down and write shows. And you know, when you get the epiphany, when you have to write, you have to sit down and write. And I am so grateful for that. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on November 22nd, Thanksgiving Day. Louise Hay said, she made her transition in August of 2017. I choose to make the rest of my life the best of my life. What is your greatest freedom? What is your greatest freedom? Do you remember? It's that of choice. So now, darlings, you could be angry. You know, who cares? We teach people how to treat us. Yeah. Are you living your life according to your gospel or to someone else's? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. What are you grateful for? And this is from The Power by Rhonda Byrne. If you use gratitude a little, your life will change a little. If you use gratitude a lot every day, your life will change in ways you can hardly imagine now. Remember, didn't I tell you that the minute you have a thought, like an arrow, it's shot out there and it comes back to you. I believe in karma. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. What are you grateful for? When you are aware that as you are feeling good, you are powerfully attracting more good things to you. It's the law. When you feel good, you look good. If you look good, you feel good. Now, here are the four fundamental things that are going to affect your choices. And do you want to manifest more money? Well, if you want to manifest, meaning do you want to attract more money, you have to use the law of attraction. What you think about, what is what comes about. It can't be any other way. So think more thoughts in a day of abundance rather than of lack of money. Yeah, I know you're all sitting there going, well, I really don't have it. The minute you say I don't have any money, say, cancel that. I think of abundance and I'm happy. I'm in gratitude for today. Can you be happy now without all the money that you want? Money, money, money. Can you be truly grateful for everything you have now? Your health, your good fortune. Can you give the best of yourself to others? Yeah, you can do all of this if you want it enough. Do you want it enough? You know, change is inevitable. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. When things change in our life, often we have resistance to the change, but if you understand the structure of the universe, life and creation, then you will understand that life is change and nothing ever stands still. How can we move forward if we're stuck in the mud? Everything is energy. And energy is in continual motion and change. And it's all determined by your choices. If energy stood still, you would be gone. And darlings, there would be no life. Change is always happening for the good of you and for everyone. It is the evolution of life. But what is the quality of your change? And Rhonda Byrne said, it's Thanksgiving. May the joy be with you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the show is archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on all of the buttons. And oh, no, remember, darlings, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience, and with an appreciative heart. One can never pay in gratitude. One can only pay in kind somewhere else in life. What are you grateful for? Thanksgiving Day is not just another day. It's a day that's been given to you to live. Appreciate and expand your love. Who did you hug today? Who did you say, I love you? When you live in appreciation, your giving transforms into your joyous receiving. Thanksgiving makes you mindful of the gifts of each moment. We live in now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. The present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. In gratitude, you see, tomorrow is not a concern. If you live in the now, you will have been lifted above dread, anxiety, and disappointment. Gratitude is a conscious choice, and our greatest freedom is that of choice. What are you grateful for? So if gratitude is a conscious choice, it's an opportunity for you to place your focus on life's blessings, and those blessings become your foundation. I love that gratitude is more than a feeling of thankfulness for receiving a gift. It's a way of being. When you live in appreciation, it just follows. Your giving transforms into your joyous receiving. But why does it only have to be one day? Thanksgiving makes one mindful of the gifts of each moment. In gratitude, tomorrow is not a concern. You live in the now. Live in the now. Gratitude is a conscious choice to place your focus on life's blessings. Those blessings become your foundation. A sense of thanksgiving, not only today, but every day of your life, opens your eyes to the infinite possibilities of the multidimensional universe, while grumbling will close them. What are you thinking of? What are you grateful for? Feeling appreciation for another and not sharing it is like having a gift and not giving it. Let your blessings count. What are you grateful for? Not only today, but 24/7. When you cultivate a countenance of gratitude, you'll live in a state of grace, and everyone you meet this day will be blessed by your presence. Do people look forward to seeing you? What are you grateful for? Each person whose path you cross will feel you know them. Their amazing, untold personal journey and legacy of their great ancestors. How glorious to see behind the eyes and into their souls like that. What are you grateful for? Gratitude will turn chance encounters into an extraordinary gift of life, all because you were present with an appreciative heart that chose to be interested enough to connect with the moment and expression presented to you. What are you grateful for? This Thanksgiving Day fills my awareness with all I have to be grateful for. But I need to ask you again, why does it have to be just this day? On the 29th, I am going to do a whole show on Black Friday. It's a marketing phenomena. when what consumerism really is, at its worst, is getting people to buy things that don't actually improve their lives. And Black Friday is one of those unique market phenomena that has created a consumer frenzy based on not enough. I've never embraced Black Friday. How grateful are you? Peace now and trust the process. In your gratitude, are you willing to forgive? Forgiveness is a mystical act, not a reasonable one. Who do you need to forgive? In gratitude, who do you need to? Do you need to forgive yourself? You see, holding on to your old garbage doesn't only take up its original space, it starts to reek stinky. The garbage from your past, like old wounds, is consuming more than space in your consciousness. It's requiring your vitality to keep it alive. The self-inflicting injury costs you the life force you could be using to create a fabulous, prosperous, health-filled present. Wounds of old are like a liability gone bad with accumulative interest that, no matter what you do, you can't seem to get paid off. These liabilities leave you less and less liveliness to function and create new assets in the present. Come on, what are you grateful for? Not just on Thanksgiving Day, but are you grateful for your life? Let go of how you think this restorative cleanup of life-sucking past memories needs to be resolved. And one way is to try forgiveness, which is always easier said than done. Forgiveness doesn't make sense to the logical mind that wants answers to why or maybe even a little revenge. In gratitude, release the past, because you see the story rolls over and over. If only the perpetrator understood how much pain has been caused and carried, or at least if God supported, divine supported, your side of the story, how much easier it would be to let go and move on. Can you, in gratitude, let go and be forgiving not only to yourself, but to the people in your life? Can you embrace gratitude and peace now and trust the process? Since forgiveness and gratitude is a soul process, you can't direct how the transformative healing is to take place. When the stench of garbage rises, catching your awareness, try at least for the moment, embracing peace in the now, right now. This moment is all that we have. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Get your head out of the way. Breathe deeply. Close your eyes. And trust the divine process is holding perfectly for you. And try that again and again. I want you to take baby steps. Baby steps. Don't adventures in your past ever have an end? Don't carry the story to your very end. I want you to embrace gratitude and feel the power of living in the now. Sit down and write down what you appreciate in your life. It is amazing, because if you embrace that now and you trust the past process, your entire life will change. Happy Thanksgiving, happy everything. Au revoir.